Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. We are in the middle of a slow period on the NFL calendar, but the questions come in at a rapid rate, and we have six good ones. Let's get right to it. Question number one comes from Joshua in Dickinson, North Dakota. Who do you see poised to take the starting spot at quarterback? Who is taking the most snaps in camp? Well, Matt Castle took the most first-team reps at quarterback, but Teddy Bridgewater and Christian Ponder also saw their fair share of the action with the first team. I expect that will continue as we get into training camp. It's probably Matt Castle's job as we speak right now, but there's no rule that says Christian Ponder can't take it from him, and it's going to be exciting to see how much progress Teddy Bridgewater can make during training camp. I thought he looked really good this spring and made strides, significant strides, over the course of the offseason program. So right now it's going in as an open competition. May the best man win, and I think the Vikings have a few good options in front of them. It'll be fun to see how it plays out. Our next question comes from Gabe in Iowa. What do you believe prompted AP's praise of his understudy, Jerick McKinnon? I believe he is talented, but has he impressed this offseason in some special way? McKinnon has impressed this offseason in a lot of special ways, but this is the praise that Gabe is talking about. Adrian was quoted as saying this in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He's pretty impressive, and there's not too many guys who impress me like that, especially rookies coming in. He's been able to do some real good things in the offense, picking it up well, and just his running style. Here's the thing with McKinnon. He's fast and quick, but he's also strong, led all running backs in the bench press at the combine. So I think McKinnon can do a lot of different things for the Vikings. I don't know that he's the prototypical backup running back to Adrian Peterson. That could be Matt Asiata or Joe Banyard. I think Jerick McKinnon is a complementary type of running back where you can hand it to him and he can run outside, but I think you can throw it to him as well. You can line him up in the slot. You can line him up in the backfield and find different ways to get him the ball. Not to mention, he's going to be a special teams contributor in some capacity, whether it's as a returner or in some other phase. So, Jerick McKinnon, I think, will have an impact on the Vikings in 2014, and I can see why Adrian was so praise-heavy when it comes to McKinnon. Our next question comes from the United Kingdom. Steve asks, is A.C. Leonard too small for the tight end position? He is listed at just 6'2". Is he not more suited to move to wide receiver? Now, where you play as a tight end or a receiver is not just about your height. You can be a short receiver or a short tight end. You can be a tall receiver or a tall tight end. A.C. Leonard is suited best to play right where he's playing right now, tight end. He's got the build and the muscle mass to be an inline blocker or to run routes, and that's what it takes to be a tight end. You need to have a combination of those two traits. I have high hopes for A.C. Leonard. He's an undrafted free agent, but I think he's got a really good shot of making this team. He has to have a good training camp, and it would benefit him greatly if he could carve out a role on special teams of some kind and make Mike Prefer happy. But when it comes to pass catching, A.C. Leonard is a guy to watch during training camp. Our next question comes from Todd. What are your thoughts on the number of DBs we keep on the roster this year, cornerbacks versus safeties? Now, defensive backs by nature, yes, they play defense, but you use them a lot on special teams. So this could depend on who looks good on special teams. Are there a bunch of safeties that Mike Prefer wants to use on special teams, or is he using more corners? So I would expect five or six of each, usually not six for both, because now you have to take numbers away from the offensive or defensive line or take numbers away from the wide receiver. So it's a little bit of a balancing act that Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer are going to have to go through, and it's going to be a process that they start in training camp and finish with the preseason. But long story short, it's going to be five or six at each position most likely. Our next question comes from Nestor in Lima, Peru. Do you think playing outdoors the next two seasons will help the Vikings in November and December? I'm not sure the Vikings will have an advantage playing outdoor home games this season. They play the Jets in December. They have an outdoor stadium, and they're used to playing in the cold late in the season. And then, of course, the Bears come here in December for the final game of the season, and they're used to playing outside. So I'm not so sure the advantage is in that we play outside in the cold and opponents won't be used to it. I think the advantage is that it's a home game and the crowd is our home crowd, and hopefully we're in the thick of a playoff race and the crowd will be energized and outdoor football is back in Minnesota. I know there's a lot of fans out there who are excited about that. So yeah, the Vikings will still have an advantage at home, not because of the weather, but because of our great fans. Our last question comes from Tim in St. Plummer, Idaho. With the Vikings moving outdoors the next couple of years, I was wondering who makes the decision about which cleats the players will wear on game day. Well, the Vikings at home for the next 2 years will be playing on an artificial surface, so there really won't be much of a dilemma on the cleats unless the weather gets really bad. In any event, what happens is the equipment staff will make a recommendation on what cleats to wear based on the weather conditions and the playing surface, but the bottom line is it's a player's choice. The players will take that recommendation, put the cleats on, go out during pregame warmups, and decide if that's what they want to wear or not. It comes down to what position you play and what you're going to be doing on the field during game day. Bottom line is it's a player's choice. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of your screen, and we'll see you next week.